Hey, everybody.
I want to talk to you the next several days out of Ephesians chapter 6. Now, if you've never read Ephesians, that is one book of the Bible that I highly recommend. If you've never really gotten into your Bible, that you read. There are so many directions for our lives of things that Paul talked to the church in Ephesus about nearly 2,000 years ago that are so applicable to our lives today. And he uses some great imagery in the book of Ephesians, particularly in the sixth chapter. I want to read to you today as we get into this about the armor of God. And some of you are very familiar with this. Some of you learned songs about this as a kid. Others of you, this will be new to you. But I want you just to listen to these seven verses today as I talk about putting on the armor of God. He says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now, those are some incredible word pictures as we look at a soldier's apparel. And he talks about a belt and a helmet and a shield and a belt and shoes that a soldier would wear and all of these things. I don't want to get too much into this today because we're going to go through each one of these items in the next several days. But I want you to notice that twice he says these words, "Put on the full armor of God." He doesn't say put part of it on. He doesn't say make sure you got your helmet on before you head into your day. This is one of those things that throughout the years I have had to remind myself so many times. And even to the point of saying to myself when I wake up in the morning, put on the armor. Because there is an enemy that will do anything in his power before you ever make it out your door in the morning to make sure that you don't spend this day glorifying God. I think it's so important for us to start our day that way. And sometimes when our alarm doesn't go off or we hit snooze once many times, and for many of us, that's every day, we struggle with pausing long enough to put on the armor. We're lucky just to get out of our house with clothes on. And that sets us up for very difficult days. That sets us up for temptation. That sets us up for attacks from the enemy. That sets us up to be short in our temper or easily frazzled. But we need to put on the full armor of God. Let's pray about preparing ourselves each day. God, before we leave our house each day, we know that it's important to put on the full armor of God. So, Father, as we talk about these things, Lord, may I simply remember to be prepared that I am going into an evil world, Lord, just as this scripture talks about the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil. And Lord, I just pray that you would prepare me today, that Lord, I would not let anything come between you and me today. Lord, that I will walk with you through today in Jesus' name.